so, I'd really like to answer the question that I received regarding link velocity. What kind of links? Where should I be building them? How many? And how aggressive should I be? So that's the questions that I want to answer in this video. So let's not waste any time. So the very first thing is, obviously, I'm hoping that you're already technically sound. You already have your on-page in order and you've already done some competitive analysis. Now, let's say that your top three ranking competitors are, and one of them is actually me. So we're taking our leading competitors. This is step number one, competitive analysis. Everything else is done. Competitive analysis has been acquired. We have our list. We need to start looking at our backlinks that our competitors have. And let me walk you through the process to build your strategy. So here's what I would do, and this is the way that I would definitely recommend that you do it as well. So let's say that you've done your competitive analysis and I'm your leading competitor. So Chris Palmer Marketing, Chris, PalmerMark.com, right? So we're going to go into here, into SEMrush or whatever tool you'd like. And what we're looking at is we need to start creating our plan, our strategy. And the strategy looks like this for off-page, all right? So we're looking at our backlinks, but not just all backlinks. So as you can see, I have 30,000 backlinks going to my website. Now, we're not looking at just those. We're looking at the actual page, but more so the overall authority. So the root domain. And we're not looking at overall, we're looking at the referring domains. These are the actual amount of backlinks. So that number is 520. So again, so far in the process or in the strategy, we've done our competitive analysis. We've picked out our 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 top competitors. We've gone into our tool. For this example, it's SEMrush. We're looking up here. We're doing our backlink analysis in SEMrush. We are then pulling out the referring domains. And then we need to start developing our strategy. And it looks like this. On this particular tool, which makes it very simple, we're looking at the authority score. Regardless of the tool, they're going to have a score. I'm trying to develop and utilize only one or two tools so I can lower my cost on tools for one. But secondly, I just want to work with, you know, one tool. I do like to bounce back and forth using two, but I'm really trying to focus on one. Again, we're gonna look at the authority score. So we've done our analysis. We have our top five competitors. We're looking at our overall backlinks, then our referring domains. That's what matters. And then we're looking at anything that has an authority score, at least related for SEMrush, of 31 plus. So our range is gonna be 31 to 100, okay? And we're going to apply that. Now, once we came up with our number of actual authority links, we have came to the realization that I have 205 authority links. And this is the metric that we need to start then building our plan around. But obviously, we need to take number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and come up with a median. And what I mean by this is if I have the number 1 ranker, the number 2 ranker, 3, 4, 5, let's say I have 200 authority links, the next guy has 300, the next guy has 100, the next guy has 200. We're gonna add all that up, divide it by 5, and this is our median of authority domains that we need to go out and build. And here's what the strategy looks like. So let's just take that number from my site, which is authority links. Now we need to come up with our plan. Now this is where velocity and aggressiveness starts to take a toll, right? This is where we decide, do we want to be aggressive? And what's our link velocity going to be for our overall plan, our strategy? So if we're going to be not that aggressive, we're going to look at our 205 links. Let's say that 205 number is our authority links as the median for all of our competition. We're going to then divide that by 52, and we're going to come up with a number of 3.94 blah, 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 right? So that means on a weekly basis, we need to build 4 links in order to match the off page. Now, we're not looking at anything else but authority links, and the reason is because it's not a quantity game, it's a quality game. You can even finite it even more. You always want to build your most powerful links first. This is first, this is key, this is the king. We know that, okay, if I don't want to be that aggressive and I'm coming up with a year plan, I can build 4 links a week. This is now my velocity. So looking at the numbers that we have so far, right? If I want to have a low aggressive plan, right? I'm going to build 4 links per week. Now that's gonna be a 12-month plan, right? Now if it's 4 per week for a 12-month plan, then we're gonna, if we wanna be more aggressive, say we have a 6-month plan, then we're gonna build 8 a week. If we wanna be ultra aggressive, let's say we bought an expired domain, let's say we already have pages indexed, let's say that we wanna start developing our off-page plan, we wanna structure ourselves out a 3-month plan, this is ultra aggressive. You can start then building out 8 links a week, every single week, until you reach that gap. So this is the strategy for authority link building. This is a strategy that will be super effective for you moving into the next year and through this year. So if you have any questions related to off-page SEO, if you have any questions about link building or SEO backlinks, really anything at all, always feel free to go ahead and leave it in the comments below. And I most certainly look forward to seeing you in the next SEO backlinks link building strategies video. Have a wonderful day.